Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let's send this shit out. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Chop, chop, chop. Good morning, good morning. I'm gonna get this shit started in a minute. Cause I got some shit to say. What's up, Goddess to a Demon? What's up, Moet Mo? How you doing? I'm glad that y'all ladies on here. I just wanna talk about the incident in Chicago where the lady was getting beat up by the man up at the Maxwell. I've been going to that Maxwell for fucking forever and a day. Me, my wife, shit, my kids, my siblings. You know, it's a bad neighborhood, but the food is bomb for it to be like a fast food spot and shit. But you know, I ain't here to talk about no food, you know. I ain't here to talk about the food. I want to talk about what I really want to talk about. And I want to ask a lot of the guys, because I've been hearing a lot of men say that, you know, the mama did this, the mama did that. But, you know, in all actuality, the mama gave him life. So I don't give a fuck if I was 8, if I was 10. You know, on the video games, you play with guns in the games. All that shit is programming. So if I had access to a gun, if I was 8, 9, 10, and I seen somebody whipping my mama ass, I would have went up in there and laid dude ass out. That's not the first incident that ever happened at that Maxwell. Like, it'd be a lot of shit going on. It just don't get reported all the time, because one, the police never be around there because it's that fucking bad. You know, usually when I go there, I usually go late at night, shit, when it's not safe, like maybe 2 in the morning or midnight or some shit like that. That's usually when I be rolling through that Maxwell, because I be hungry. The food is good. It's been situations and times where I went there where, you know, I'll be in line with a motherfucking, they'll try to start some shit just so you could leave and walk out so they could get your fucking food. But, you know, it's all how you play it. But if I seen a motherfucker whipping on my mama, I'd have aired that nigga ass out too. Period. Anybody want to come up? Moet, you want to come up, Mo? Goddess World, anybody want to come up? If y'all mothers, the ladies feel about it.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mo. How you doing?
Excuse me. Good morning. I haven't really spoken much this morning.
Me neither. So it's all good. Hopefully people will catch this.
I'm sure.
Or somebody will come on. Yeah, like, I feel dude was bogus as hell. Like, if it would have been some real men up in there, or any men, I seen an older guy run out, but a lot of times when niggas be on that bullshit, that motherfucker check them, you know?
Absolutely. I see why the older man left. He left immediately once it got physical. And I understand why he did. I mean, of course, I would have loved to have seen him maybe intervene when it wasn't as, when the emotions weren't so heightened. But in this day and age, I mean, you just never know where people are coming from or where they're at in that moment, even when it's not physically hostile or something. Just, you know, people right now, they kill for no reason.
Right. They don't have no respect for life.
No appreciation or, you know, respect for life at all. So I understand why that older gentleman didn't intervene. I understand why people feel skittish about wanting to intervene, because it is a real risk that, you know, while you intervene to help, you could lose your life, and you have your own responsibilities to your family and children and so forth.
Exactly.
But I feel like the restaurant could have played a better role, though, in that situation, because there are people still behind that counter cooking and taking orders and everything else. I'm like, why didn't you simply...
So let me give y'all a little history on the restaurant. So the restaurant, it's owned by Mexicans. No disrespect to any Mexicans or anything like that. It's usually like 3 Mexicans back there, and they just give you your food and you go. That's just how it is.
Right, but
you
I
know.
Mean, as a business owner, I wouldn't want anybody fighting or shooting or doing any kind of crazy stuff in my restaurant. So I would be happy to serve both of you. However, you both can't stay here. You have to wait in your cars or whatever the case may be. It's my business to establish how I want to run it and how people are going to behave in it.
Right. So basically, the restaurant is in a community. But the way that it's set up is you got people who got businesses in the community that don't give a fuck about the community. You know what I'm saying?
Can I take it just a little step further?
Sure.
I definitely say it goes back to our children should be seen and not heard mentality. Now they're coming out and they're being heard in the worst possible way. It goes way past the restaurant. It goes past everything. It comes back to us. We're not teaching our kids how to have empathy and love. We're teaching them that they can just take what they want. We own this. We all do.
So are you speaking in general, or are you speaking to the point where the man was beating the lady was just raised, where he just ignored however many years he'd been on this earth, he just acted out of emotions?
All of it. The kid, the mom, the man.
So let me ask you a question. If you seen somebody beating your mom, right? And you could help her or save her in any way, would you do it?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I would have to make a really educated decision. Is my mom's life more important than my kid's life? Is my mom's life more important than mine?
I mean, I'm asking you if you was a kid. You don't got no kids yet.
I'm being honest, I couldn't answer that because I'm not in that situation.
Oh, okay. What about you, Mo?
If somebody's beating on my mother, you damn right I'm about to do something. That's what I'll question. I wouldn't tolerate any one of my family members being beaten or, you know, whatever by anyone. I mean, I'll result in shooting the person necessarily, but I'm not going to stand by and just watch. That's not going to happen.
Right. I understand.
100% appropriate for, you know, his age level and for what was going on. It was simply an emotional crime of passion reaction. My mom is being beaten on by a man that I can't beat. You know, he's 14 years old. He's small. He's a shy, very intellectual kid. I mean, this kid wasn't some kind of street running kid with a background and all that other kind of stuff that they want to paint on a lot of our youth. He's a good kid. And
right.
Saw his mom being beaten naturally because he has a gun in his hand. He feels the need to protect his mother and shoot the guy assailing his mother. I mean, to me, that's there's nothing inappropriate about what he did, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I definitely do not take away from his situation. I wasn't there, so he reacted the way he felt he needed to, and it worked out for him because his mom was able to give him that amazing hug when, you know, he was released. I'm just saying that I'm looking at it from a more wide-angled lens now, that it's easy to sit back and say, well, the man was wrong because if he punched the woman. Yes, he was, but it needs to come back a little bit more. We need to change our conversation. It's just a different view.
Yeah, I mean, there's layers. That whole situation was completely avoidable. I think that we all could agree on. That entire situation was avoidable. Either one of them could have left at any point to where there did not have to, it didn't have to end the way that it did. However, unfortunately, in this time and age, a lot of people are driven by their egos.
And with him,
and all that was an egotistical situation that kept just matching fire for fire and upping the ante. But me personally, I don't go back and forth with a man. So as soon as a man gets any kind of aggressive with me, I remove myself from the situation. I'm not fighting with a man. I'm not arguing with a man in public because there's nothing good going to come out of it.
Right. Like I tell any man, if it's any man on here listening, if you are with a woman that cannot be corrected in public, I'm not talking about disrespecting the woman that you with. I'm not talking about demeaning her value in public or none of that. I'm saying if you with a woman that you cannot correct in public, she is a detriment to your health and safety. You could lose your life. So for us, the video, I think, you know, it could have been nipped in the bud really quickly. You know, nobody had to die or anything like that. And even the business, if they would have had a security guard there, just a rent-a-cop or some shit, it probably wouldn't have escalated to the extent that it did. You know, so
refuse service, like simply say, they don't care. Hey, take that shit out of here. We're not serving either one of you. Boom.
So look, Mo, this is how it is. You know, it's like a taco stand or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bigger. You go up there, you order your food and wait. There's been many instances when I've been there. And like some, you can ask Smash since he's from Chicago, if he on here, if he want to come up, he can send a request. A lot of times when you order your food, people, the food is so good, they try to start stuff with you so you can walk out and leave so they can get your food. I know it sounds stupid and ghetto and all that shit.
I paid for it.
Right. But the thing is, people be wanting a little change or whatever. That's just how this establishment is, you know?
That's unfortunate that they wouldn't want to protect protect themselves, first of all, because shooting inside that restaurant could affect any one of them. I mean, bullets don't have names on them. That ricochet and all kinds of other things can happen when somebody fires a shot. They're not thinking about their cooks and their cashiers and things like that. As I say, it was a room full of people who just weren't thinking at all.
You know, from the video, it looked like it was maybe, you know, the guy that was assaulting the woman, the older guy. It looked like maybe three people from whoever was filming it perspective. Right. But the thing is, it'd be a long line outside that we couldn't see, you know. All they was filming was the entrance.
All I know is there ain't no motherfucking chicken that damn good that I'm finna sit there and argue with a grown man for hours on end. Tacos ain't no damn food worth me going back and forth with a man to borderline get my ass whooped in front of my child or anybody else to just be in that situation. I'm leaving.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, exactly. Good morning, King.
I'm just not gonna do that. It's not worth it. at a certain point, you need to value your own life and be like, you know what? We want one of these tacos, but you know, I'm not gonna stand here for this. My child don't need to see this. I don't need the stress. I'm leaving. I'm gonna get tacos or something from somewhere else.
It's not a taco spot. It's Maxwell.
I don't care what they serve in there. I'm saying no food, no nothing is worth staying there and enduring.
It's not. So what you gotta say, King Germ?
Oh, no, like I said, y'all covered it. It was a very unfortunate incident. You know, cooler heads could have prevailed in this situation, mm-hmm. but, you know, everybody had a nigga moment all the way around. You know, like, I just don't like losing my cool in public. That's my whole thing. Like, I like to stay calm and collected when I'm in public. So, just from a man's point of view, like, if I was in that situation, I was the man. And I would have kind of tried to de-escalate the situation, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it just takes me walking away or whatever like that, but as far as, you know, getting all amped up to where you got to put hands on somebody, a stranger at that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just that, you never lose your cool like that. So, as y'all said, it could have been handled way better. It should have been handled way better, but now we're dealing with the fallout from it being handled poorly. And, it just sucks for the young man because, like I said, he was put in a situation where he wasn't really prepared to do what he did, but he did what he did.
And, shit, he was prepared. He had his mama here. Fuck that.
You know, like, he's still 14, Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was 14,
King Germ, it's your mom.
He was put in a situation where he was like, you know, at 14, you don't think you have to do something like that. And you know what I'm saying? So he was put in that situation early, like in a fight or flight situation where, you know, most 14-year-olds, you know, they worrying about got doggone, you know, school girls, little, you know, little petty little arguments. This man a whole killer now. You know what I'm saying? And he got to live with that the rest of his life.
Right.
Yes, but you got to look at it like this. On these video games, you're a whole killer before you even leave up out of the crib.
Okay. That's a video game though, Rodgers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but my thing is, you still killed, even if you didn't kill in real life.
It. I'm sorry, I would have to respectfully disagree. A video game is
It's the programming.
Programming or not, once you step into real life and you have to make that decision to pull the trigger, that changes you. A video game
What I'm saying is, it's less pressure because you already been conditioned, and that's your mama.
But Rodgers, you know, it's one thing to see blood splatter on a video game than see blood splatter in real life. You see what I'm saying?
But see, we all know that. We all know that.
But he 14, he know that.
He shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't. I agree that he shouldn't know that.
But now he has to deal with that because he is going to have to carry that moniker for the rest of his life. He's going to have to carry that judgment, that stigma, even though he did what he had to do. There's much more fallout from this than just...
So what stigma will he be carrying that he protected his mom?
He is a black man who pulled the trigger of a gun. He has now fallen into a stereotype he's going to have a very hard time getting away from.
Well, I think he could go to counseling.
Counseling doesn't take the stereotype.
Okay, so look. Would you rather, right, I'm just saying, is it worth dealing and working out what you got to go through, or just think like, damn, I could have protected my mama. I could have saved my mama's life. I didn't. It's a double-edged sword. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's like either he could have had the guilt of, you know, being a kid and not being able to stand up, you know what I'm saying, you know, to the man or whatever. He could have ran up on the man and just hit him with a pole or a broom or some shit like that, and, you know what I'm saying? And then it would still open up a can of worms either way, because now you have to worry about get back from that man people, know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, it's like a lot going on. And he's 14. You know
the boy didn't come in to deal with anything. He was instructed by his mother to bring her gun. When he walked into that situation, he felt the need to protect his mother, and he reacted.
Right.
So I don't want this kid to be painted as some type of killer, that he had intentions and nothing. All of that's false. He followed his mom's instruction. Bring her. Now that's where his mom, I feel like, could have done a better job. Again, she had the ability to walk away. She had the ability to leave. She knew she had her son with her.
Right.
So why are you not even thinking about your own safety, but the safety of your son, and the fact that if something happens to you, what happens to your son?
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what I'm saying about
Chicken ain't that good, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Chicken
ain't that motherfucking It's a Polish spot. It ain't Polish, that good.
Hey, hot dog, chicken, waffles, whatever they serving.
So look, y'all, I don't know how closely y'all been following the case, but you know, they both been acquitted, not guilty, and the mom suing, you know, the city of Chicago for you know, defamation of character and all of that. So
I mean, it's worth a try. If that lady can get $25 million from Starbucks for, you know,
wrongfully
being fired, I mean, you might as well. I mean, people file frivolous lawsuits every day in the United States. I might, you know, if I feel like I got a case, I mean, what's it gonna cost if she loses the case? Nothing. If she wins, she gets some money. So I mean, fuck it, you might as well.
Right.
I mean, she's gonna need that money. Both of them are gonna need that money, because their lives have forever been changed. They're now nationally recognizable. It's not going to be easy for her to gain employment anywhere. It's not going to be easy for him to be placed in a school anywhere and feel safe. There's a lot that they're going to suffer with from going through this incident.
They got to move out of Chicago. Like, they can't live in Chicago. They got to move out of Illinois, basically.
Yeah.
You know, just to get a new start.
I wouldn't move. I wouldn't move. If I was them, because it's not bad as everybody make it out to be. Well,
no, it's not bad, but it's just like, this is what I'm saying, right? I would move, for one, like she said, new start, because everybody going to know you. You know, when they see your name, you know, they might not recognize it at first, but, you know, somebody up the line might, that's Carly.
Hey, that's the boy that killed that one dude. That's the boy that killed Jeremy.
Right. But look, y'all, it's been all over the world.
But look at the area that lives in, there's always going to be somebody wants to one up. Oh, if I take this person out, then I'm going to get this cred. So I agree. I think that, you know,
I guess you got to be here.
But I mean, what we're saying, Rodis, is like, people in the situation are always going to be closer than, like, if something happened in my town and it made national news, the national news is going to die down, but it's still going to be local story. You see what I'm saying? People still going to be talking about it, even when all the news camera trucks gone away and everything. Everybody went, well, you remember that boy that got, the boy got shot and killed? Because we're going to forget about this in a couple weeks. So that's going to be another news story. Right. And y'all Chicagoans, y'all still going to be dealing with it. You see what I'm saying? We done moved on to another national story. We talking about niggas in the motherfucking submersible that died, or another cop shooting, whatever. We didn't move on, but y'all still dealing with
people.
And so that's when
the people who live around George Zimmerman still talk about the incident, and that's been almost 10 years ago, or maybe
over
10 years. They still talk about it as if it happened yesterday.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, yeah, it's a natural story, but
he's proud of what he did. So he's okay with everybody talking about him. He wants to be known for being this guy. These people didn't want that kind of life. They're never going to be able to escape that song and dance around in their community. So leaving is going to be the best way for them to get some sense of normalcy again.
So how you feel about his family, the way the dude that got killed, the way his family is reacting to the situation? How you feel about that?
Clutch.
Man,
it represents exactly who he was and how he did things. As I said, he was the knockout king. He has history of domestic violence and everything else. His twin's mother, he's abused her.
Right, he got a history of knocking out women.
Not his first time doing that.
He can't knock out that woman in the place. I keep saying it.
ugly situation because they're celebrating the violence and they're trying to get monetary.
They're profiting right now.
Yeah. They're trying to monetize off of him beating up a woman, and it's just setting a very bad precedent, which goes to give further proof to move. Because this family now has something to prove, and they're going to make money off of this young kid. He should not be subjected to that anymore. He should be left alone now.
Me being from Chicago, I think I agree to leave and get a new start. I think that she should put the kid in counseling. You know what I'm saying? If they didn't leave, I don't think it'd be no get back. But, you know, it's just all about the well-being and nurturing of the child.
You see how ratchet his people is? You think somebody in his family don't want some get back for this?
Thing is, like, the boy not on the streets. He going to school, coming home, or doing whatever he's doing, living a normal life. In order for these people to get at him, he'll have to be hanging out, or, you know, half these motherfuckers out here doing this shit, they can't breathe.
What's that? Boys in the Hood? Isn't that where he was a good boy and he got shot because of who?
Yeah, but Chicago, a lot of the violence in Chicago that happens is random, but the most common thing that keep the shit going is the internet. YouTube videos and shit. You know, shout out to you, King Jern, because you got a platform where you don't be instigating stuff or gossiping or none of that. But a lot of these Chicago YouTubers, not podcasters, YouTubers, they just keep up shit with gossip, with the exception of CEO 5000. The rest of these motherfuckers just keep up gossip and keep the shit going and going and going, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a market for it.
I ain't hear you, Ken, John.
It's a market for it. That's the problem.
Yeah, they like Heaven's World said, I'm sorry. Like God us to a Demon said, they monetizing off this shit. They got songs, memes.
They're proud of him.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a silly sad. Like, they're sad that, of course, he's no longer here, but they're proud of him. They don't feel any shame for what he did or anything like that. And that, you know, I hate to bring up the whole Chris Rock thing, but that's the difference. Some black folks shot some niggas.
He's a martyr now. He's somebody that they can put on the side of a building and idolize.
Yeah, that... Well, just his immediate family.
I don't think it'll go to that extent.
But, you know, but that's the environment. That's what created that man. I mean, no one was helping to hold him accountable or to, you know, make him do right. So he was thriving in his foolishness, and it earned him his ticket into, you know, wherever he ended up.
I agree.
He lived by that lifestyle. He died by it.
Yeah.
I live by iced coffee.
Man, I'm drinking some coffee right now. I got my Starbucks fresh brew blend from the crib. It's good.
I ain't mature enough yet to drink coffee. I go through phases.
Yeah, I just got this high-quality H2O. Yeah, that's all I got.
Through phases, like in the wintertime when it's cold, I might drink coffee like for like 3-4 days in a row, then I'm good to next year the same about time.
Yep.
It's just like I go through phases, and then like I can't, my coffee, bro, I put too much sugar and shit in there because I don't like no bitter. I can't, you know, so I'm a child, so that's why I just don't drink it like that, man.
I buy
one
coffee,
scoop of sugar a day.
I don't even drink enough. I don't drink enough to buy a bag of coffee. I get my couple packets of mushroom coffee. That's it. I can buy 10 and be good for the year.
I either go to Circle K or McDonald's, and that's it. When, you know, when I'm on my little coffee binge, Circle K coffee is good as fuck, bro. That's some good coffee.
That's what I use for my agave and oat milk and freshly ground coffee.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
If you want cockroaches, you gotta grind your own coffee.
What?
What?
What's up, my bear? Yeah, I just wanted to come on here and see how people feel, but we all agree that if it was your mom, you would do something, though, right? Except for goddess to a demon.
I mean, if it's a family member in that situation, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying shoot, but you would have did something.
I mean, yeah.
Even called the police.
And like I said, the kid probably didn't want to do that, but it's like, he probably shot and was like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, he just did it again. Cause it's like, not saying, I mean, he a killer now, but he might not have been a killer before that. You know what I'm saying? So,
but,
you know,
a lot. He wasn't. That boy was a good honor roll student.
But y'all,
like, he went out there killing and doing all that foolishness.
One thing people, they not realizing is that, you know, every day he go to school, he is around these elements, you know, maneuvering and navigating and surviving and minding his own business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, he's not naive.
Rodgers, let me ask you a question. If you're a principal of the school, are you allowing him in your school?
What you mean? He deserves an education like everybody else. What
again,
you mean?
You have to look at the well-being of all
no,
the students.
You just,
are you allowing him to come to your school?
You just ask a question.
Yeah.
He entitled to an education. But
he wasn't. But you as a principal, are you allowing this?
He could attend my school.
So I'm saying, why wouldn't I let him come to my school?
The potential danger of, you know, kids trying to get at him.
And nobody should go to school.
So you got to, exactly. But see,
incoming freshman has to kill somebody.
But here's the thing. People act like that the dude that was whipping his mama is like John Gotti or some fucking body. He a bum.
Yeah.
I just feel that we can't punish for one, like a mistake. So let's just call this a very horrible, horrible mistake. If we don't allow him to continue his education for fear of what it would do to other people, then we ourselves are creating diversity. If we are supposed to be bringing unification and bringing us all together, then we need to say this young man was put into a very bad situation and we need to give him the opportunity to show that he's not that situation. We should be able to do that for our youth and our adults.
So, as a principal, I would allow him to come to my school because I wouldn't want him in the system working for 25 cents. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, he could come to my school.
Yeah, he could come to my school too. No problem.
You know, it's security at the school, so he'll be good.
I don't see, despite what the boy had to do and what he did, I don't see this child as a killer. He had a response to a situation. I'm not going to put that label on him. He's not a killer.
Exactly. He's not a killer.
That's not who that child is. He had a response to something in which people have those type of responses every day. Grown people catch their spouses in compromised situations and fire guns all the time and a plethora of other situations. And they're grown enough to know better and to think critically to make different decisions. A 14-year-old is not equipped mentally to think that critically that fast in that type of situation.
Absolutely.
Right.
That boy's not a killer. He didn't go in there with the intention of killing anybody. And he saw a terrible situation. His mom was being hurt, and he didn't know whether his mom would live through it. So all he knew was, just as much as his mom's probably thinking about her son, he's thinking, I don't want to be without my mama. I don't want to try to kill my mom.
We could argue that video games could benefit the youth because they do have that more quick reaction time than most of us do because they are instinctive to pull from the hip.
Kids who are heavily influenced by those same video games that we're talking about also have very different demeanors typically.
So Mohazi not a killer.
I'm not putting that label on him. He killed someone, yes, but I'm not calling him a killer. I'm not.
I mean,
right.
He's not a killer. When you say someone's a killer, there's intention behind that they purposely go looking for things or, you know, they're known to go seek to go do things to people. He's not that person.
He has killed, but he's not a murderer. There's a difference there.
Well, maybe he's a murderer. I agree with you,
my bad. He has killed someone, but again, I'm not going to label him, this child, as a killer or anything like that. He ended up taking the life of another. It was a local, you know, a isolated situation. He's still a child in my book. Nobody has to agree with me, and I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm not going to condemn this kid for the rest of his life for this situation. I'm not.
Right. If you, I don't know who's seen the kid or whatever. Like he looked like he don't even leave the house or leave out his room. He's a
good kid. This kid don't have no background of fighting and shooting and doing all that stuff. Like I say, he's an honor roll student that was doing very well.
The way he held on to his mom when he came out that jail. I mean, there's nothing more important than that right there. You know, that should be the focus that these two have for each other.
Exactly.
She is going to love him back to health the best way she's going to be able to. It's a horrible situation. And unfortunately, he's going to have to fight that stigma and he's going to have to work even harder to prove that he's not what everybody else is.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
But the way people want to paint this child as a killer is the same way that the Mayos look at us and want to judge our kids and call them, you know, make them adults faster than they are.
I agree.
They're doing the exact same thing.
Well, he made himself an adult. Like, he was put in a situation where he had to grow up a lot faster. He's not your average 14-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So now,
not anymore.
Yeah, his clock, his adult clock has already started. You know what I'm saying? And he's only 14. And so that's what I'm saying is, like, he's not your average 14-year-old. He's going to have to therapy. He's going to be different. He's going to look at things differently, just like a 14-year-old is fucking versus one that's not. He looks at the world differently than the virgin 14-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So this man then went and did some, you know, I mean, like I said, he did what he had to do, but it's just, you know, it's different.
He got a lot of time to learn from his mistakes. Outside of the system, meaning that he's not incarcerated, that he won't be treated, you know, by the system.
It's trauma that he's got to get over, though. It's not, I mean, this, right. He's not sitting around gloating or thinking about, yeah, I killed somebody.
He don't even look like that tight.
Not. Like, he's not that kid.
He could turn into that tight. He's 14.
Out to be.
He could turn into that type, but I think the way he's been raised him.
What would be the motive, King Jerm? What would be the motive for him to just turn into
exactly
a random crazy, other than he had to protect his mama?
Okay, let's say he want to be a rapper now. Now he got street cred. He can come out and be a rapper. He, like, you know, people these days,
more mature than that.
Again, he's only 14, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, he could change. I mean, hopefully this man changed for the better. This, you know, that's what I want for him. But we got to be honest. Like,
change for the
If you had to lay somebody down for your mom, would the first thing be thinking about being a rapper? Would that be your first thought? 14, no, you. 14, not him. Not, you.
Not me at 14. You got to understand. I'm 14.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I would probably think about some shit like that. At 14, yes.
I need to go back and address this change for the better. That's you painting him as being a bad child.
Right.
I mean,
he was already a good kid. He didn't have any problems behaviorally or anything else. Okay. There were no discipline issues with this kid. So how does he need to change for the better?
I'm just saying, right now,
why can't he healed through his trauma and just continue being the good kid that he was.
I want him to do that then. Let's get him back on the track that he was before this incident, the situation he got put in. You know, like I said, he did what he had to do in the situation.
Yeah, he just needs time to heal.
Yes, and he's going to have to deal with that moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. Yeah, you know,
but he got time. He got time to heal.
And let's take this time to heal, because I don't want him going the opposite way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I misspoke. So I agree with that.
So look, y'all. Do you think the healing process would have been worse if he watched his mama get beat down and he didn't do nothing about it?
And versus
him making a you know, impulsive decision that I feel was the right decision. I don't think his intent was to kill at all. I think his intent was just to get dude off his mom.
Understand. When you pull out a gun, your intent is to kill. Like,
no, it's not.
He didn't pull out a gun. He was instructed by his mother to bring her gun to her. When he walked in, following her instructions, he's watching his mom be beat on by a man that's bigger than her, bigger than him. He knows he can't beat that man. He reacted to protect his mom like anybody would. The heat of the moment, you got a gun in your hand and your loved one, your spouse, your grandma, your mama, whoever is getting beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah. And I mean, anybody naturally knows that the gun,
somebody will pull a trigger. The means to stop this person doing what they're doing to my loved one. Naturally, you would pull the trigger. You don't even really think in that short of a time span when you're watching what's going down.
So pulling the trigger, you're meaning you know that you can kill somebody every time you squeeze that trigger.
So,
right, but I'm not doing it with the intent of trying to be a murderer today. I'm trying to save the life of my loved one.
Right, so here's the thing. All these police are trained to use minimal force, and they kill motherfuckers all the time. Shorty not trained. He just going off the love of his mom. He didn't even shoot dude fucking 8, 9, 10 times. He only shot him twice.
That's it.
It's sad that he got shot at all, but what about these police officers who train shooters and, you know, they kill every motherfucker that they come in any type of contact with, and they are trained to use the minimal amount of force. You understand what I'm saying? So I ain't finna put this on Shorty. I just can't do it.
I'm not putting no labels on him. He's a good kid. He deserves better. Unfortunately, he had to suffer through something because, now this is where I hold his mother accountable. Again, she should have made better decisions to never put her son in that situation.
I agree. What up, man, Trigger?
She had every ability to make a difference.
She could have been quiet.
She could have been quiet. She could have just left.
Yeah.
What is the problem in leaving? That's what I said. Both of them had ego issues. A lot of our community has a bunch of ego issues. They're dying because of these egos. You stepped on my shoe. You pushed my friend. You bumped into him in the club. This is that. You slept with my girlfriend. That's all egotistical bullshit.
Well, you know, black people, we the coolest people on the planet. We can't look
uncool. Cool for our own fucking good, and that's why we dying like flies.
You know, we can't look uncool. Like, that's not, nah, we're not going to do
and
that.
And it's costing us.
Yeah.
And it only take a second to say, hey, I'm sorry, my fault.
You can call me a punk all day for walking away, but guess what? I'm still living tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would just say that, you know, we are talking, you know, hypotheticals for this young boy, but there's a even greater possibility based on who he's already shown himself to be, that he's going to turn this into a triumph. That he's gonna speak this into a opposition of this lifestyle. So it's very possible that there's gonna be some great that comes from this. It's just right now, it's still very heightened in its passion.
I think he got a bright future. His college already paid for. I wouldn't advise him to go to school unless that's something that he wanted to do.
I look forward to seeing him become a lawyer or something to help.
Right.
Use the situation to change laws to protect people in certain situations and whatnot. You know, because the law failed in a way. This man had a history of beating on women and torturing women.
Yeah. He used to get away with that shit.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, you know, it's usually a motherfucker in that type of spot that'll say, man, homie, hold up. You know what I'm saying?
So if we're going to have accountability, then we need to point it back at the government, because these lower level offenses are no longer being looked at as something to even pursue. So a lot of these people are now entitled to act this way because they know they're not going to get in trouble.
Shit, street justice, a motherfucker, but they, a lot of people want to be seen. That's, you know, internet sending motherfuckers off. That's what I
got. So damn, you saying they need to send more people to prison, or
no?
Because I mean,
that's I'm just saying that there's a full level of accountability here. So it's not just the guy who lost his life or the young boy. You know, it's just we are now more equipped to turn away from than run towards the way we used to.
Yeah, I agree, my bell. He was out of order like a motherfucker.
He out of order for real now.
Yeah, he in the essence and shit. It's sad that he lost his life. But
jump up, I'm gonna go get some more. Bye guys.
Okay. All right. Anybody wanna come up, send a request? But I feel you though. But King Germ, like, it's a lot of shit that go on that don't never get reported like that. I don't mean to sound like, you know, like I don't care, or, you know, that it ain't nothing, because it's a serious situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's just so much stuff, like, even in my life that's went on that ain't been reported, you know, because it wasn't no cameras or something, you know?
Yeah. Right about that. But it was just, thank God the cameras was there in this situation.
Yes. Yeah, because Shorty could be gone for a long time.
Heck yeah. But the way the first initial, you think like, dang, this mother just ordered her son to kill this man. And like, that's all
right
from the initial thing. So we're just like,
right,
mama out here in this world making her son kill.
But King Germ, I think that most people thought that, you know, Shorty was a savage, like in most cases.
Yeah, exactly. And then we prejudged so fast. And then when we saw the facts, we was like, oh, shit. And you just saw the swing of public opinion. Like, that shit went, like, from blaming her to, like, dang, Lil Jordan, he did what he was supposed to do. And you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So,
you
man.
Take a song card real quick, Riders.
Okay. Yeah, Mo, I appreciate you coming up, you know, because we all have mothers, you know. But what's crazy is I've been hearing like a lot of dudes, like, you know, just saying some things that I was like, I don't understand, you know. That's just bad. But I'm glad that you came on here to talk about it. I appreciate everybody in the comments. I'm gonna get up out of here. Thank you.